kind of hard to do that, but I managed.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was in a drawer. I put it in a drawer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that mag creator is something else, I'll tell you what. You know, roll that on everybody's back, boy.
So do you do it like the video says?
Yes,
do it three times and all that?
Yep.
I haven't done that yet.
Hi, everybody. It's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. It's really hot.
Well, I'm on the south end, and the breeze has started, so it will cool down soon.
Oh, good.
It's probably dropped 5 or more degrees in the last 10 minutes.
Yay!
They're supposed to have thunder showers tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy. So, Sandy, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I had company from, they live in Yakima, and their son was in Hoop Fest, so I wasn't going to go to Hoop Fest. I didn't really plan to. We went for a couple hours yesterday. It was kind of neat. No, I was just there for a couple hours, so. I used to work for the guy who started 3-on-3 basketball and kind of, you know, I was exposed to a lot of it. It was different. They do it a little bit different out here. But it was good. It was nice seeing my friends, and had a nice time.
This is a family from those, or from Yakima?
Yeah, a girlfriend I've had since, oh my gosh, I've known her about 15 years. Yeah.
So, are you going to have a Yakima group starting in Yakima soon?
Oh, I'm letting her take her time. She ordered some mag sets for her mom, and, Kitty's the type of person that if you push her, you'll get absolutely nowhere with her. So I'm very mysterious about it, and then she gets curious. So that works. How about you, Melody? How was your weekend?
It's good. Good. My whole family got together at my grandma's house, who's 96.
And
on that hot Saturday, we were painting trim, and we scraped and painted the deck, and pulled weeds, mowed lawn, and
oh wow,
had a great time.
Did you? That's nice. A work weekend, huh?
Could not believe how much we got done.
That's great.
I just went to town.
Huh?
Those, my uncles and cousins are good workers too. So I was.
Oh, are they?
It was nice. They just.
Hey, does anybody have any stories about people with varicose veins?
Well, there was one lady at a preview one time. Was that your person or somebody else that had a blood clot in her superficial varicose vein?
Oh,
she
wasn't mine, but I remember her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because I'm going to be seeing somebody next week with that.
Did she put magnets on it or just use the mag steps?
I think she used mag steps and she used the knee wrap and ankle wrap. Is that what it was?
I don't remember.
I think that was the only time I'd ever seen her.
Yeah, me too.
Darn it.
Hello, this is Marion.
Hi, Marion.
Hi, Marion.
How
are you?
Who are we talking to today?
The gang goes here.
Is Jerry not on yet?
Not yet.
That boy is
being really
boy.
Quiet.
They need to call him and yell at him.
How come?
Huh?
How come you need to yell at him?
Well, because he's not on the call yet.
Oh, well, he's probably working with about 10 people at once tonight.
Oh, is he?
He's busy, which is wonderful. That means we're all doing good stuff and using him.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to see my cousin tomorrow, who had a goiter of all things. You know,
what's that?
A goiter? You know, where your thyroid gets this big lump on it?
Oh.
And it was hiding in her neck. I mean, she's young, and she's a teacher up at Newport.
Mm-hmm.
But she had, it was like the size of 2 lemons, they said, when they took it out.
Oh, wow.
So, she's just sickly all the time. Migraines and back pain and knee pain. And so I'm going to see what to do, what I can do to fix her up.
Oh.
I don't know really where to start.
Well, you said she's sickly all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where I heard it. One of the CDs, something that I'm going to be recommending to somebody is the siaga, the barley, and
lactoferrin.
Yeah, for your immune system.
That's what Pat and Mac were saying.
Oh, okay.
Also, they said when anybody starts on auto ship, those are the three things. And I think it's four things. They also add immunity to that.
Oh, did they?
The mushrooms?
Yeah, I have somebody who their immune system is just shot.
Well, if you get them on the green signs, you ever read the side of the bottle, it says preferably mixed with pie water. If they don't have pie water, they can't really do that. So I'd say pie water, green signs, Tiaga, and the lactoferrin.
Well, I mix it with light lemonade because it tastes like water.
I like with orange juice, but I like the tablets real
good. Would you want lemonade with the pie water?
No, I don't. No, it's nasty in the water. I'm sorry. I don't drink much. You know, I just have like a half a cup, but I take it without the water. I can't handle it. My dog likes it. It's like eating grass in the yard.
I've perfected a way of swallowing bypassing my tongue. It's like I kind of just pour it down the throat somehow.
Oh, yeah?
I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I grew up always kind of liking the chew on grass, so I really rather like the taste. But
you would. One of the things we need to do, I know Jerry's wanting us to talk more and get more specific, is what exactly does our 3x3 mean? You know, that's an exciting concept, but does it mean all of them are seniors? Does it mean the first three are seniors and then the others are all on auto ship? What do you guys perceive that really looks like so that we can start drawing out the numbers and seeing what happens if we do a 3x3 and then the next group does a 3x3 to copy it? When will they be silver? Things like that. So I'm just throwing it out. What do you guys think that 3x3 means?
Be a silver, you need three seniors.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Seniors
and $20,000.
And then you can do it the other way. And I've never done anybody that way, but where you do it in 3 months and 25,000 and three seniors and at least...
I think we have to have six seniors that way in the whole organization.
Six in the whole organization? I think you have to have three wide, six in the whole organization. Is that how that goes?
Three wide, but six total in the entire organization.
Okay. Because I've got somebody who's pushing on that one. I mean, since they didn't go silver this month, we'll work on that next month. So, what's your idea?
Well, I was thinking that since the goal was 3x3, wasn't really like to try and get a silver or anything out of it, but to get three new people in and purchasing a product or either on auto ship, and then the three deep either purchasing a product or on auto ship. Just because, you know, when somebody gets on a product, they tend to want to use something else or try something else, and if they're using something on auto ship, they're probably going to end up buying something else. I mean, that happened to me. Did it happen to anybody else?
I haven't done that.
So nobody else bought anything else after their first month?
I buy stuff all the time.
Exactly. But you got to get them signed up in order to do that first, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So the auto ship is key. Is that the first goal you all have?
I've changed, my focus used to be elsewhere, but auto ship is kind of that and humans being more. I kind of shifted my focus to those two things.
We kind of talked about that with Jerry, too, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
getting people to do autoship, humans being more, and coming to an event. And
Hi, guys. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Talking about what the 3x3 looks like as far as their requirements to meet their goals. Any ideas on that?
Whether it was just having people on autoship, or whether we wanted them to be seniors, or what criteria this?
I guess I was hoping that it would be three seniors, and then at least if everybody under them was on autoship.
Why? What's your reasoning behind that?
I don't. I just threw that out because I hadn't really thought about it. Quite honestly. I guess I really hadn't thought about the deeper. The one thing I hadn't thought about is that I just figured the first three would be seniors. And then I hadn't thought what the deep would be.
Other people are saying possibility of just auto ship. So.
Well, yeah, if you had all nine of them on auto ship, that'd be another $900 a month in your PV.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is pretty great, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's
wonderful. And I was talking with Jerry earlier today. He was, in his mind, he was thinking three first line for those, and then three first line for each of those.
Well, that's another possibility.
So that everybody's first line would be three seniors, is that what you're saying, Russell?
No.
No, not necessarily seniors for placement, but or for rank, but that we had the first three new people have three new for each of those, and then three into those.
But we're not talking three across, we're saying deep, we're going deep.
Right, that's hard to control. For that, my thoughts initially are three people first level, and then two deep underneath them.
Right.
Not necessarily in any quantity.
Oh, so it could be
mindset.
Not straight down, but one of them could be two deep, not three deep. Is that what you're saying?
No, that you had three deep on each of those legs. Not necessarily, you know.
So you want nine total, but they can be anywhere.
Yes.
But as long as each of them has two somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that. There's just all kinds of combinations.
Lots of combinations. Of course.
And we need to figure out the best one.
3x3 is more powerful for everybody, of course, but that's harder for us to control. It can be done, but it's harder for us to control. Initially, I'm thinking, you know, if you went three deep, even though you may be even a single person under each of those people, one is a third level, that would be quite a, you know, that would be an accomplishment there.
I think you would.
Yeah, I like that.
And that sets precedence that you know you can do it.
Yep.
And once you've done it once, you know you can repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it.
Well, and the sooner we decide how we're going to do it, we can do it that way this time, and then as we finish this one up, we'll say, you know, we could have done it this way, and
and adjust it. Yeah.
Adjust it a little bit.
Yeah. But I think he was looking for something that we could have as a format that others could be able to do.
So
we want to duplicate it over and over again ourselves.
Right.
To have.
As well as those three under us. And three deep.
If you think about, you know, our group here, as if we were setting up Pathfinders for the very first time, how would you really want it to happen for other people to see it and to follow you?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it in terms of way beyond us, what is really right? In my mind, 3x3x3, it is really a great accomplishment.
So, Russell, are you saying we sponsor three new who also sponsor three who sponsor three?
Yes.
That's a lot more than 3 wide by 3 deep.
That's more like 12.
Absolutely. 20 feet are huge in that thought. But my thoughts are, too, that it may not be a new person that you sponsor. It could be one you already have. But uh-huh. Help them get three.
So sure.
Get three. So, you know, a new person on your first level doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that's the only way to meet the goal to me.
But the thing there, if you're looking toward the future, we're going to have people on who don't have anybody else. They're just starting.
Right, exactly.
So, and if we're going to say in a 3-month period, this is a doable goal. I believe, if you believe it enough, we can do whatever we want. But a new person doesn't have, perhaps, the belief. So I don't know if we can, and maybe we need Melody, to give us some wisdom here, because you're the newest one in the group.
Well, I can go on blind faith. I believe it can be done, but sometimes I don't know what to do with my day. And it's confession time, I guess. You guys help me. I mean, I have a day off, and I would like to work on my business, but I have nothing to do. So I don't know.
Go out and be somewhere?
Well, that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Going on a road trip with Jerry?
Huh?
Are you going on a road trip with Jerry?
No, I'm going on just with my sponsor, Rhonda.
Oh, there you go.
We're going to shopping, essentially.
Right. And
might
just
have to look for shoes.
There you go.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but when I'm talking particularly to strangers, I find it easiest to bring up something positive about them. You know, I like the way you're doing this. How long have you been doing it? If you're talking to an employee. If you're talking to somebody in line, the gas line, wherever, it's just talking about, you know, bringing up how do you feel about economy now. But focusing on, would you like to have a tax break? Would you mm-hmm. like to have an extra $200 a month so that you can get, or would you like to, you know, I have a business, something I'd like to share with you. That's been working with for me so much more than the ones I start out with product end up as product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did try that, and we got a car salesman's number.
Good.
And he didn't work out, but it was a very good practice.
I was going to say, doesn't it give you though more confidence to do it again?
It does.
A little bit easier each time, yeah.
Well, I went to Ellensburg this weekend to help my one of my family members with their Nikon business, and they've personally sponsored 2 already, and they haven't done a whole lot with meeting new people and doing an ABC presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over there, and we basically, you know, this person knows a lot of people in Ellensburg, but she's very nervous about approaching them about this thing called Nikon. And I think it's just to do with maybe the way she was brought up or the way the family was, you know, doing things. But so I just showed her how simple things can be sometimes, and we were out shopping for dinner, and I grabbed a real estate magazine off the freebie rack, and then we got home, and I just started calling people and went right down the list, and if they didn't answer or they said no thanks, and just put an X to their face. One guy said, well, I could actually meet with you today. I said, Mom, we're jumping in the car. We're going to go do this right now, and we'll just expect him to kick us out of his office. And he actually turned out to be very supportive of the products because he's been using them for the last 10 years and his wife. And so
what did you say to them, Eric?
I say a lot of things.
So real estate agents who are advertising houses and things?
Yeah, commercial property, residential property, whatever. But let me just finish up real quick. That inspired my mom to kind of do a little bit more, and so we got back to the house and made a few more calls and actually got a hold of another realtor, and she said she'd love to sit down over a cup of coffee and talk about something her team's doing and get her opinion. Well, I'm not doing it with my mom. My mom's actually going to do this all by herself, and she said that she is so nervous and so scared. And I said, you've raised three kids and have a beautiful family, and you've done so much, Mom. You have nothing to be afraid of. And so she's going to do it, and I can't wait for her to call me and tell me when she's done, because she's probably going to be so excited that she actually just did it, whether she got a good result or not. And I'm just so excited for her in doing that process.
It's for her. Go, Mom.
Yeah, so she can just begin to feel more confident in herself and learning that, you know, just sharing this with others isn't a burden at all. It's a gift.
You know, man, that is something you just have to keep in your mind, you know. You're not bugging people. You know, you have something wonderful.
You are looking for people who are looking for you. I just love the fact that, what was his name? It said...
MJ?
No, the tennis player.
Herb Rapp.
That there are people out there praying for an answer. So, you don't know who they are, but go out knowing that the law of attraction, God, is going to bring you to those people who are looking.
Melody, didn't you say you were praying for something like this before it came into your lap?
Absolutely.
Well, and there's proof in the pudding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It was. And
I have, signed up my mom about a week ago, and she said, she said the same thing. I don't talk to anybody. I don't know anybody. And I just, to relieve her stress, because she had just signed up, I said, you know what, you just get the phone numbers and I'll make the calls, and then we'll start doing it together. Instead of, you know, expecting her to just jump in and, you know, go for it. And she says, but I don't know what to say. And I said, just, tell them, you know, what has helped your back. That's all you have to do. That's all I started out doing. I didn't know the name of the back flex. I just called it, you know, this thing. And, you know, I didn't know anything. And she called me back a half an hour later and says, I have two names. I have two names. And then she says,
call them. That's a faith, isn't it?
Yes. And so she said, you call them. Well, they happen to be two people that she knows very well. And I called them. I made the initial call, like I said I would, and then there needed to be a follow-up call, and I said, now you call them. She goes, I can't call them. I said, here's the information. Here's what you need to tell them. You call them. No, Mom. I said, Mom, you know, because she's also, you know, she's scared, and she says, I can't do it. And I said, Mom, you're the strongest woman I know. As far as I'm concerned, you can do anything. That is what you've always shown me. Now call your very good friend and give her this bit of information. And so she did. And now she's just so excited. But it initially was, you know, just tell them what happened with your back. You don't have to know how it works. You don't have to know the proper name of it. And get their number. I'll make the call. That's like the smallest baby step, you know, that there is. And, you know, she's, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to have the faith that she's going to get excited like we all have, and pretty soon she's going to be doing more than she ever thought she would. But just, you know, kind of alleviating that major stress, because she's been watching me, and she's like, oh, I can't do all that. Just open your mouth and get their number, and I will call them.
I'd like to share something. Eric, you helped me so much in so many ways. But one of my big problems has always been too much time between this, and this. And I'm great at getting the ABC done. And then and making the appointment for them to go to the wellness preview. And then it always seems like they don't make it. So then I call and do you want to come? And I'm thinking in my head, the next step is a wellness preview. Well, Eric said, no, I'm not necessarily. And so I called those people and just made another meeting with them. I said, you know, you've had some time to review the material and be thinking about it. I'd like to get together with you and just clarify what you want to do. And I loved it because I was completely free. I really expected a number of them to just say, well, you know, I've just decided this isn't the right time. But that's not what they said. Of course, I've been praying an hour a day. But they said, yes, we can meet at such and such time. So I had 5 of those little meetings today.
Wow. 5 meetings.
And one of them, Jerry had been with 3 of them with me before.
Uh-huh.
And when we went to this one, he says, Marion, this guy, I can't remember what he said, but it wasn't real complimentary. You know, he just wasn't really into this. And I said, well, that's because the first time we were kind of talking about doing it with his company, and he didn't have any ability to really do that, so he's pushing us off to somebody else. This time when I called him, I said, you know, I'm really more interested in you and working with you. Can we come and talk about it for you and your family? So it was a different reason that we were there. Oh, this guy was so awesome. He got it. He's thinking about all these different people that he wants to do it with. He says, well, my wife is in horses. There's a whole group there. And he's worried about retirement. He was in the military. He has a military retirement, but he was thinking, you know, he had to work till 66 to get this other retirement, which may or may not be there. And so I was asking him about the military, and I said, I just knew that you were one of these leadership kind of people, and I'm just, he's coming Thursday, so come and meet him.
Aw, very nice.
Say what you really want, because if they don't know what you want, they don't know what to do, and I've been messing around with that too long.
See how cool that works, Marion?
Yes. I'm not the least bit worried if they come to the wellness preview second, just meet with them and get them signed up and get them rolling. Then they'll come to the wellness preview, as you said, because they're a partner and the partners go to wellness preview.
Good point.
See, I don't know how I learned that, but I learned it really early in the game, and I'm glad I did.
That you typically would have a couple meetings with them before the wellness preview kind of thing, or you do the ABC and then just have another meeting, kind of just plan on having it?
What I meant was I'm glad that I learned that you don't have to expect them to go to a wellness preview second, and you can just kind of do the 4 things are the, you know, the invite, the ABC, the presentation, and the rollout, and then, you know, a follow-up eventually gets there, but you know, if 1 and 2 are going to be like the ABC and then a rollout, or, you know, a presentation and then an ABC or a 3-way call or however, and then they sign up or something, you'll see that they're going to want to go to the events if they're a part of the company, because that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if they're not a part of the company,
right,
then they're not.
They find no reason to. Yeah. So tell me how you get in the position to, or how do you get them a rollout? Are you at their house? Are they at your house when you do an ABC and then?
They got to go to a preview to get a rollout for Jiminy Crickets.
So you'll give them rollouts at the preview.
And they want to experience the yumminess of that, and they're going to have to go to a preview and show me that they're going to be dedicated to doing some things, because I don't want to just go driving everyone's house and give them a rollout, because then that's, you know, eating up my time.
Uh-huh. And that is your posture, Eric. I just laughed because somebody stood him up, and he was seeing someone in his downline's prospect, and the prospect stood him up. And I mean, you just don't do that to Eric. So Eric calls his downline and says, "This guy stood me up. You tell him." What did you tell him to say? I mean, it was just, I thought, yes.
Oh, my time is too important to go somewhere and meet somebody and not have them show up, that there's other people I could be seeing if they're going to do that, or something like that.
And it is.
Yeah. And the downline guy said, well, you know, I'm really sorry that he missed it. He was really sick and he was throwing up. And I said, well, he could still call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I take my business very serious. I mean, granted, the guy is sick and not feeling well. I don't wish him worse. And I actually told my downline, I said, well, that's a good time to maybe get some stuff on him so he could get a product experience.
but, you know, it was about, well, here's the thing. If you couldn't make it, you should have called. I mean, if
he
you can't make your dentist appointment, you call your dentist, right?
Yeah.
So.
Now, I had a meeting at 7:30 this morning, and I knew that was not the best time because Monday at 7:30, they're not at work, so you can't call them to remind them. And so I got there, and guess what? She didn't show. But I knew where she worked, so when she arrived at work, I was there, and she just, the minute she saw me, she says, oh, Marion, I'm so sorry. And I said, well, here's the video. I want you to listen to this tape, and then we'll talk tomorrow. Can you listen to it on the way home tonight? So at least I followed up with an alternative.
That's awesome, Marion. And that shows you're being serious, too, and that this isn't just a joke, and you just, you know.
One thing that I've said to prospects, if I think they're going to be a no-show, if I get that feeling, and I have, you know, a couple of times, I'll say, you know what, now this is my day off.
Yeah.
And, this is my day off, and this is a day I have with my husband. So it's important that you be there. And if you're not going to be there, I want you to remember this is my day off.
That's
and the couple of times that I've said that, one called me like 2 days ahead of time and forgot about, he had a graduation to go to, and the other one called also, but they weren't no-shows, and that's the first time I've given the message that, you know, I have a life too, and I'm taking time out of my life. So, and also expecting them to keep their word. I'm keeping my word. I'm going to be there.
And now, I do call and confirm.
Mm-hmm.
That either the day before or the day of.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that.
Yeah. Well, I do that. If it looks like it's not going to be until next week, I'll do that. If it's just going to be in a couple of days, then I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, cause, you know, a week can be a long time. But that's what especially every once in a while I'll make a meeting on Sunday because that'll be the only day they can, I'll say, this is really my day off. You better be there. So, conveying that we aren't just waiting around for them to make, you know, time.
Right, that we're valuing them enough to sacrifice for them, so they had better, you know, return the favor.
And this is my business, and I have other appointments, and, you know, Jerry and I met with a guy who's a realtor a couple weeks ago, and, oh, my gosh, one thing I like about him, he keeps his word. I mean, every time he's going to call or we were going to meet or call back, he's always done it. He's, like, 22 years old, but I'm so impressed with his integrity, and he's very smart. So I appreciate that. My power, I appreciate that.
So I was wondering on some of the rules for the 3x3 deal. Are we gonna say that we can use people we've already got in, or are we gonna say that we're gonna do it with three new people? So that way we can show them that it's simple enough. You can do it quick, but only if you give me names and numbers. And all you have to do is just give me the names and numbers. And if we were able to get three people in 1 to 2 months under a brand new person, would that seem like it was a simple enough process to get people in that they could do it themselves, so they could start on that process as well in the next 2 months?
Okay, what was your question?
Well,
are we
going to
get new people, or are we going
to include some we already have?
And I'll just tell you, I was thinking we were going to be able to include who we have. And then Eric said the other way, and at first, you know, I had fear or something. I was thinking, oh, man, I've already got this other plan. But the more I thought about it, the more excited I got that, oh, yeah, let's do it Eric's way, because then look how many new people I'm going to have.
Uh-oh.
I think the reason I was thinking that was just because if we concentrate on the people that we already have and don't concentrate on getting the new people, then kind of like we're selling ourselves short, or if we can do the new people. And three people, three new people underneath us, and we've all got some experience, and Melody's got a great upline and great crossline now, and she's got a good team that can help her out. That getting three new people could be pretty quickly done, and if they're at all moving and breathing air, that they could probably get a couple of names to you.
Mm-hmm. Did Gary have any thoughts on that?
Well, not only that, but
was that kind of up in the air with him?
Well, Diana just brought something up, too, and that would be that we would all be on an even playing field if we were to say...
Oh, that's true.
And we got to make the game somewhat fair, right? Because somebody out there probably got three people that I don't have anyone sponsored that could go out there and say, okay, guess what? We're getting three new people on YouTube in the next 2 months, and then they win the game first.
Yeah, I think it's got to be fair.
Team doesn't win unless everybody wins. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one player, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to win.
So I vote for new people.
Okay, if we say all new people, do we also include new people under existing people? Is what in my mind that would count to. So if you have somebody first level or second level, you could go three new people for that.
For them.
And then three for them, and three for them.
That's still the same amount of people.
That seems
possible. What do you think?
Because, in truth, we don't want to leave anybody behind. If you have somebody on your team already that wants to do something, then we don't want to leave them behind. But it would be like when you sponsor somebody for them, it's like you're the person sponsoring that person. So it's a new person in a sense for you, but it's not your first line. First level. Does that make sense? Would that, you know, is an acceptable...
So that would be a 3x4.
Yes. It'd be 40 or whatever it ends up being.
It'd be 12. Yeah. I'd go along with that. How the rest of you feel?
Well, I think it's, you know, a good plan. I was just wondering, because I wasn't on the call last week, what Jerry's thoughts were about it. Or if he's got any ideas, or did he say anything last week about it?
That was our goal for this week, or that was our homework for this week, was to figure it out. Now, whether he has a thought, you know, he might.
I kind of like Russell's idea. In my mind, I'm getting kind of confused how I'd have to see it on paper and draw it out to visualize it.
Well, I'd like to start it
this week.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new month. We don't have to. We can wait and get it clarified more, but...
Well, tomorrow's a good day to start. You're right, it's a new month.
Yeah, I like the 1st of July. Thank you, Sandy. You're awesome.
let's say it this way. Three new people, two of them must be on their first level. And
okay.
If you sponsor
that would be fair.
Somebody else that's existing, that is a beginning point for that, just like it was a brand new
for that
level
length.
For you.
And all those others are going to be brownie points, because we're going to get levels too, those of us who have been... I want to offer that to everybody in my group.
Right. So at least two new people, first level. And when you think about it, if you do start a new person on your first level, it takes a while to develop the next level for them. So if you had your third person on the first level start the last couple days of the month, you may not, you know you're not going to win in that sense, but... You have one in the sense that you've started them and started them.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be three levels deep.
I'm determined not to hold you guys back.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to
hold
anybody
back, Melody.
But one of the things I know Jerry is wanting to get in rolling is that there is a website that we can go into daily to log our new people so that we can all go to that website and see how each other are doing.
Oh, he talked to me about that too, Mary.
What?
So that we could actually see the progress of us as a team. As you sign someone up, you would also go on our team website and put their name in.
Well, I like that.
So that all of us could recognize, and, you know, sometimes that little bit of competition is like, dang, Eric got another one this week.
Oh, more. Hey, Eric's always getting another one.
Right, exactly. And I'm going to go have lunch with him, because, yeah. And so he thought that would be just really helpful to have a visual of. Mm-hmm. Which would be cool. He just doesn't know how to do it.
Well, if you get a piece of paper and kind of draw out some different scenarios, have you guys done any of that yet?
I was, but then I was confused about how we were doing it, so I quit.
So if you have, say you have one existing person and two new people on the first level,
mm-hmm.
and you have a new person for that existing person, that would be your third new person, in a sense, because it's not the same leg.
That would be your three wide, right?
Right. Well, maybe you started somebody new last week or has been in for 2 years. Who knows? It's on your first level and you get somebody first level for them. Now you treat that person as your other new person, and it's a third leg that's new in a sense because now it's developing. So if you draw that out, if you went from that person, the second level new person, you have to get them three people, and you have to help them get somebody in depth and try to get three levels, three wide and three levels deep if you can.
Right. Well, you mentioned it's going to be $900 new a month in authorship.
Well, yeah, in theory.
That's pretty awesome.
That could be a lot more.
Qualify for
right,
silver. Exactly.
Yeah,
trying to get 100
in order. Trying to find something. Well, you're selling 9 Dakotas, and, you know, like she said at the convention, I decided to do $500 an auto ship. Well, crap, if you got 9 people and they all do $500 an auto ship, you won't have to worry about being qualified ever again as a gold, would you, Marion?
No. Yeah, right now my auto ship runs around, I don't know, 600 to 800. So another 900 would be great.
Yeah. I'd take another 5,000 in auto ship.
Well, this is the first 3 months, and of course we're going to do the same thing the next 3 months, and these three people are going to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow. I love it.
So, Russell, that little format that you've kind of drawn up, is that something that you think if you passed it on to all of us, we could understand the look of it? Do you think that would be helpful for all of us?
I think that might. I don't have my own computer right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a loaner because ours is in the shop, so I don't have anybody's emails or anything, so I'm like scratching my head on that. I feel like I'm off in Pluto, you know.
Oh,
basically, it's three, we could put three X's across, and then another three X, and another three X, but what you're saying is there's also the possibility on one of those lines to do a fourth.
That it would be the fourth?
Is that okay. What we're seeing?
So if you sponsor somebody for somebody that is existing already?
Yes.
That new person is treated as a first level.
Okay.
You know, but you can only have one of those count, but you have to have two new on the first level.
I like that. I could deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that gives an out that you're not leaving your existing team behind if you have one.
Right. That's a good idea.
You're not being ignored because you're trying to win a contest.
Work the other. Right.
Now, I got something else to add to that.
Yeah.
Has anybody come up with the numbers that they would have to go through in order to get two new people sponsored, and then to go for three wide or two wide, and then to get the new people underneath them, how many teams they need to supply.
You know, one of the things that Gary has been hitting with all my people today is he wants to know from them, for them to have freedom, so they had a choice of keeping a job or leaving it, how much money would they need? And it varies from $5,000 a month to 12,000 on my particular people today. So that varied from being gold, platinum. Those were the two that we're looking at. So then he said, okay, so let's work back from platinum. How would you become platinum. And he goes, you know, you need 3 golds or 6 silvers. And then he gets the point of the 6 silvers. To get a silver, you need to, in a 30-day period, take 30 people through the process.
30?
30.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you do 7 to 9 people yourself, and you're going to get 3 people. And then those people are going to do 7 to 9. And those, it's not just you doing 30.
Oh, so you're talking about 30 people for that leg or that team.
That's right.
You yourself.
That's right. Huge breakthrough.
Wow.
So, I mean, they understood how that works, and they know now what they need to do if they want to be free. And that's for 1 silver, and then you need to get 2 more for you to be gold. So that'll be another group that's going to be 30 people, and then another group. Does that answer, I mean, that's sort of a different question, but what was your question again, Eric?
Oh, very similar to that, yeah. What I was contemplating was if I got people who got excited and wanted to sponsor it, and but yet they weren't able to do the meeting themselves because they just thought they were too busy, or whatever, that how many people would I need to see total to get those numbers, the 3 wide and the 3 deep, for a total of 12 million people in the game? And it was like I'd have to go and basically be in front of about 72 people. Well, that's a lot of people to see in a couple of months when I'm working full time and got 4 kids and a wife and
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I like putting that number down because then every ABC I do, I check a box or draw a box with an X in it. When I got 72 boxes, if I have 12, that's great. If I have 20, it's better. So
yeah, I'm following your progress.
The idea of tracking.
Yeah.
And I don't track every phone call. I don't know. We used to do that in Pathfinder. But I do obviously write down my appointments and the process I'm going through with the people once I've gotten the appointment. So it's going to be interesting to be counting how many go through and how many it really takes to get where we want to go.
Well, it's been very interesting listening to all that.
So how's
Gary?
Wow. No eavesdropping.
Yeah. Are Chuck and Tracy or Michelle and Russell on?
We're all aboard.
Michelle, is Chuck and Tracy here?
Oh, okay, guys. Well, I finally figured out which 2 numbers I was missing on my phone call. So here I am, and so as I hear this, I want to try to pull a little bit of finality to it. And Russell,
go ahead.
Let's see. I'm going to check this out. This might be Chuck and Tracy on my other line. Just a second.
Good question. One thing that Marion. You had given me the one lady's number to call, and I can't remember her name offhand.
Sherry, okay.
What's her name again?
Sherry.
C-R-I-E.
Sherry?
Sherry.
And one of the things that she said that I thought was really profound is health insurance is financial insurance, not true health insurance. And a wellness home is health insurance.
Huh?
I think that'd be wise to write all of that down.
That's good.
That was a huge stamp right on my forehead that said, yeah, it's all about the finances, not about keeping you healthy.
There's, you know, unfortunately, we've got 13 minutes left on the call, and there may be 11, and so that always makes me crazy when I can't get in. But what I wanted to nail down here was that we're about to try to put together a massive all-out affront or assault on this concept of 3 wide, 3 deep. And in order to do that, and in order to be able to measure what progress we're making, we first had to get buy-in. And so far we have everybody buying in. Is that right?
Yes.
And the first thing we need to do is to determine little things. Like, did you all talk about what counts as one?
Yes, we did. What counts as one is $100 of auto ship.
Okay.
We're going to have $900 of volume every month now because of these wonderful people.
Okay, I thought that was a gut level. I thought people could really buy in and make that happen. Now, one of the things Eric was just talking about was how many presentations he has to do in order to get the total number ready to go for Three Who Get Three. And that may be linear thinking. That may just be linear thinking. How many of you think you are more capable of popping this now that you're in a group like this than you would be if you were on your own?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Then how about your three people that you bring in? If they are a part of understanding that they're going to be three people working together to get their one, can you see how you're going to try to transfer to them the support of one another as opposed to them having to be the end-all and be-all for their entire group?
Mm-hmm. And how much more fun it is to do it as a team.
And so that drops drastically. And then, Eric, did you notice that when I said that, your three people who come all for one and one for all and meet you and listen to the calls and do all that, how many people are they responsible for?
Three, I believe.
One.
Oh, themselves.
Well, no, here's the point we have to clarify when we say three wide and three deep. Russell? What do you see when you see three wide and three deep? How many total people are there?
40.
Okay.
How many?
40. 40, he said. This is good. This is really good. Eric, how many people do you see when you see three wide and three deep?
12.
Okay, good. Excellent. Now, Marion, how many do you count when you see three wide and three deep?
I see nine plus the other people I talked to.
Now, Michelle, how many do you see when you see three wide and three deep?
Not here tonight.
Okay. Diana, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
What do you see when I say three wide and three deep?
I see 12.
Okay. And then let's go with Kim. What do you see?
I saw 9.
Okay, great. And then let's try Melanie. What do you see?
I'm seeing 12.
Is anybody surprised at the answers to these?
Is it all different?
Yes.
So actually, I kind of predicated that we were three wide individually going three deep, not necessarily going three by three by three. But if you go three by three by three, that comes up with 40 if you count yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just did it too.
Yeah, so the key point that I wanted to come to this week, and we got a few of these to nail, is it doesn't matter what that number is as long as everybody sees the same number. But if we have total buy-in with three wide and three deep and some people are seeing 40 and some people are seeing 9, we better clarify what that means and then agree on it.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I am a little surprised that some people are thinking that they're going to be having 40 new people.
If you got on the book. Russell, talk her through it.
If you sponsor three new people.
Yes.
And taught them to sponsor three new people.
Okay.
So the first level is three new people.
Mm-hmm.
Second level was 3 times 3 is 9.
I didn't think that's what we were talking about. So
that's not necessarily what we were talking about, right? But that's what I see is 40 potential.
Okay.
Because the next level is 27. 27, 9, and 3 is 39, plus yourself would be 40.
Okay. So that's teaching them to do it, is that what you're saying? To get the 40?
Well, you're teaching them in the process as you are sponsoring people with them so that they are able to continue on.
So that's, to me, the long-term goal, but the short-term goal is 9. 9 or 12.
Short-term goal would be...
That would only be 3 by 2, wouldn't it?
3 by 3.
The 3 new ones I'm sponsoring and 2 deep in each of them.
So that would be 3 total people deep. First leg, second leg, and third leg.
I was thinking 3 deep. 3 new people deep. Yeah, okay.
Now let's return to the original question. How many people absolutely know, without a shadow of a doubt, that if this group put their heart and soul to it, you could get 3 people on autoship who each had a leg with at least 2 deep on autoship? Do you think as a group you guys could accomplish that in some given time period?
Yep.
Does that, even to Melody, do you think that seems feasible?
Uh-huh.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
So if that is what you buy into and it works, can you all see there's a sense of ownership regardless of what that number is?
Yeah.
But could you see how there is going to be a threshold number for every group based on the belief of the group that some people will say, and Russell, very well, I know he was excited about going 40. But if Russell's vision is 40, and the group vision is 9, well, let's watch what can happen. Does Russell get penalized for going 40?
No.
But if the group says, Russell, you might be able to be the best guy in the universe and be excited and do all this, and you have this and that, and you believe and I don't, but if the whole group doesn't, if there's one person that doesn't, you can pass the ball to them and they'll drop it every time. That's not what I was thinking about. That's not what I was agreeing to. And you start to get dissension among the troops. You all see that?
Mm-hmm. Except, Jerry, when we were talking before you were on, we were all talking about if we had this group and each one did $100 of volume, that would be $900. To me, that meant at that point anyway, we all saw 9.
Okay, and if you do, and if you did, and you crossed that threshold where you all saw 9, would you feel that you accomplished something significant enough to be reproduced?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it undershooting your potential to do 9?
Oh, or does it... starting point anyway for anything beyond it.
Exactly.
What did you say?
It's a starting point for anything beyond it.
Uh-huh.
So if you nail it and you know it, here's the key, and this is what Wolfgang was trying to teach us. It doesn't matter if Russell goes 40 in that process. Somebody's going to be disempowered and the whole group won't believe in the group. They'll believe that Russell's got fairy dust. Right?
Yep, wind.
So if... you, on the other hand, every single breathing organization in this group accomplishes 9, which is more powerful? Russell going 40 personally or the group all going 9?
Group all going 9.
The group all going 9.
Why?
Because that's what we agreed on as a group.
That's what we all believe we can do.
What does your vision do for the future groups that will come in and for each of those people?
As a group?
If you accomplish it as a group and everybody does 9 and everybody gets over the wall, you see something different with your 9 people than if Russell went 40. and three groups didn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And some went nine.
Uh-huh.
What do you see different for your people? In other words, do you bring in your best friend Bill, and Bill's one of the nine? Can you see that Bill gets something different if you all make it that in his belief system than if Russell goes 40 people?
I think we're there, Jerry. I think we don't...
Okay, then...
We want to do it as a group. We see the power of the group. We're excited about the group.
Is anybody out of dissent with that?
Not at all, because if Eric or Russell ended up with 50, I'd say yay to them. But I don't...
As long as everybody agrees to nine and they exceed that, everybody cheers for them.
Right. I mean,
but if some agreed to 40 and some agreed to 9 and Russell exceeded 9, or he exceeded 40 and some of you didn't exceed 9, there'd be a depression that settles on some people. You
see? Like we were talking the weeks before, some people being so successful that it's frustrating for others.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted the group to come to, is a consensus that it's doable by all of us. And with other people's help, we can get it done. Now, the second piece is, by when? How long would it take to do that?
That's kind of where we were starting when you came on, I think.
Okay.
We wanted to start tomorrow, but we didn't disagree with how long it was going to take.
Mm-hmm.
I have an answer for that, Jerry.
What's that?
Until the last person or the last team or the last group finishes the finish line, crosses the finish line.
Well, I think that's a great one to put out there to say we stay at this until it's done. But let's set a little more tangible one so we can work toward it, so we can measure, we know when the championship is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that, because without a deadline, people will tend to leave the end open.
We have 3 months, but we want to go 10 days short of that. We want to go September 20th, and the reason for that is we have 10 days for anybody that has not made it that we can gang up on their legs to help their legs make it.
Wow.
We are a team, and if the team doesn't make it, the whole team doesn't make it, the team doesn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So to accomplish the goal, we all have to accomplish the goal.
So you're saying September 20th, how did you choose that?
That gives us 10 extra days to work with, but still accomplish it within 3 months.
Okay.
And that's working cross-line, whatever we have to do to help the rest of our team do it.
Okay.
It's not just me, it's about the team.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand networking, it's about the team, it's not about the individual. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, cross-line support could be three-way calls. It could be somebody coming into, if you've got a ABC or a wellness preview going on in-house, you can invite one somebody to come over that's cross-line with their new person, come to that same wellness preview.
Well, and we don't have to wait till the 20th for that. We should be doing that all along.
Absolutely.
But the last 10 days, we're really going to be there for you.
Good. That's great. Everybody agree with going to the end of September with a 10-day gut check?
Yeah, gut check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. No, I know so. Sorry.
Okay. So if you all agree with that, I think that sounds good. Now here's a question for you. When is the contest over for the convention?
End of August.
July
31st. End of August?
No, July.
Was it July? May, June, and July?
July 31st.
Okay. So then that's just something that people will have to put out there as interim goals if you're going to cross that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay within everybody's mindset, what you're going to do, how you're going to set out your own divisions and that sort of stuff. Do we have enough information with those parameters that say 30 to 90 days, with a 10-day gut check, three people wide. Each of the three people have at least two underneath them vertically that have ownership. Is that enough parameters to make you get it?
We have another one.
What was that?
Russell, explain it to him.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear what you meant. The $100 ownership or something else?
No, the to use one existing.
Yeah, two of them have to be new, and one
that's
of them...
level. Could, and you could have one that's first level person that's existing, but starting a new leg for them.
Great. So, I mean, whatever you... And did everybody pretty much agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
All right, and if we agree on this, how many of you feel like you now have marching orders?
I do,
yeah.
Does anybody feel freer because you know these numbers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have celebrations along the way, right?
Absolutely.
Now, the one thing I'm trying to figure out from an IT standpoint is there a place, like let's say you guys could all go to my calendar on my NECAN website, and each one of you would have a month, and you could put a name in each one of separate calendar spots to show that you filled a spot. Then you could all have a, you could put one in when you got one, but you could have a running tally of the rest of the team any time, day or night that you want to have that.
Yeah, I like that.
We talked about it a little bit, Jerry, because you had shared it with Miriam and I both, so we had kind of explained what the vision.
So I just have to find out how to do that, and then that running tally I think would be helpful to all of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think you know, we've got some things that I have not really kept tight on this call. Rick and Terry have been in enough flux. They're redoing the ignition sequence launch video. They're changing some things around, and the reasons are NECAN changed the compensation system. NECAN changed the packs. NECAN changed all these different pieces. So as a result, we couldn't just give a brand new person one of those to get them started. Now, Marion and I went through some really fun stuff today because how many of you would like to go through three level four meetings in one day? You'd feel more confident about what you're doing.
Yes.
You start getting that rhythm going. And that was great. I love that. But when we do that, we learn. And one of the premises I started with that I'm really working on lately is to ask people, I'm making this statement basically, did you all know that everybody is freaking out about the economy?
Yep, that was a neat way to start.
And that people in standard industries, for the first time in their lives, are having to wonder about the stability of that industry long term.
Mm.
Things like housing and real estate and markets like the stock markets, and they're in flux, they're changing. Now here's something for us to all think about. In that change, if you watch TV and listen to the radio and go on the internet, they're going to tell you that we're in this massive recession. And in the next article you read, it's going to say the economy grew by 0.9% last month.
Oh, yeah.
So what it's telling you is that the economy is shifting to things that we are not typically accustomed to. And it's getting bigger. So here's the scoop. If large portions of American industry have been controlled by certain people for a long time, nobody had a chance to get in, right? What if all of that shifts, then it's wide open. Let's say there's 4 million people that have the ability to control everybody else, and their industries shift. That leaves 4 million positions in new industries for somebody who's on the ball to take up. Let's take a look at this. But the thing I was bringing up with Marion's people was, if the economy's shifting and it's growing and it's going to move to something else, consider this as the potential for something else that's got all of these benefits. Now, how do we take advantage of it? Now, you guys have fallen on something very intriguing here. You're going to have to now share with each other the mechanism that you describe. What is 3x3? How do we fill it in? And what do you get paid when you get done with it? Marion, what happened when you got three people who were three deep, if you did it fast enough?
Three people who are three deep.
You get $900 of auto ship, and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. The first round.
Okay. Now, all of the things like the $500 are going to come into play eventually for everyone, right?
Right.
If you eliminate the $500 rule, you eliminate going senior, you eliminate the work to all that other stuff, how long should it take to get people on autoship? Well, that's what, Marion, did you describe how I was talking about autoship today?
That was a salary. No, we didn't.
Well, what did I, that. What, but I did talk about dues, you remember that?
Yes, dues.
Did you talk to them about it?
No, we didn't go into that.
Here's what I was saying to people, I said, basically in order for this country to make it, people are going to have to do their own part for once. They're not going to be pulled and carried by the government or anybody else. Everybody has to do their part. This is all going to be relying on people doing their part. And the key is, the first question I would ask him, are you taking nutritionals in your family?
This is so neat.
Are you doing anything for your health at this point? Things like nutritionals and skin care and stuff like that. Yes, I am. What if you shifted your buying from the stuff you're currently buying to some stuff that may even work better for $100 a month? How much is your net outward expense? Zero. So if you've shifted now and it starts working and you help other people to see that and we grow this pattern, one who gets one who gets one, by the end of a year getting $24,500 a month, can you do your part by essentially paying your dues by shifting and getting $100 worth of product under you?
And then you went into the person beneath you gets 12, and the person beneath them gets 6, and it, so everybody's needing to get their $100 in so that they get paid.
And Eric, what was your comment?
What you just said needs to be on something so it could be duplicated, because the way you said it, the wording was just right, that if I had heard that, I would have been like, yeah, I can do that. I think anybody that heard it the way you just said it after they saw this as a business would say, yeah, I can do that.
Good. Now, can you see how that fits with your $100 rule?
Yep.
Can you... This is where you're going to be able to get the 20-somethings wrapped up in it and get them fairly quickly. Then we have a second step where Marion will flip out the sheet and say, you want to save some money? Here's the packs. For some people, they're a little more motivated and they'll want to move up the ranks and go through the packs. But let's get you signed up and get you on that $100 thing. Or go home and check these out, see what compares to what you're already doing, and let's just transfer them over. Now let's go find somebody else. Y'all feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay, then what I need you to do between now and next week is to play with some economic models based on this. I don't know what they're going to look like, because what we said was, you know, is it, however you present the economic models, we want people to know, if we're doing one who gets one who gets one, do you want them to see the 3x3? I don't want to make, I always make things too complicated, but basically,
you know,
good job.
Here's my thought on that. We do exactly what we've been doing. that when they decide they're going to join, at that point, I think we can expand their horizon. I don't want to throw them too much at the beginning.
Okay, good. So, any questions?
Homework for next week?
The homework for next week is just play with some economic models, but you guys have, this whole program now is based on, and now I'm finally, for the first time, getting what Rick was talking about, because Rick was saying, in Pathfinder 1, does anybody remember what the goal was?
Everybody.
Complete or incomplete and going silver.
Complete or incomplete and going silver. And it was kind of okay because there were people who got locked into the idea of going silver, but it was kind of not okay because they got so absorbed in the complete and incomplete they couldn't do anything else. So this, what Rick was saying was, we want to go to production. We want to measure production. So we're going to set as a, let's do this as a group here. Do you all believe that we can set an objective to have what in terms of people in, let's say how many people in the group will have somebody who's gotten in and met that requirement, or anybody have a vision for that?
I don't know what you're saying.
In other words, I didn't want to seed the group, but let's just say, do you want to make an agreement that everybody is, as an objective, is going to try to have their first person online by this time next week?
What do you mean by online? By sponsored up?
The first person to put on the paper that says, I got my first one. I got an auto ship with a new person.
Oh, by next week?
Oh, that's what I'm wondering. Are you ready enough to say that number? Do you want to say, as a group, you're going to come up with three people who have that? Do you,
next
you know, those? By next week. Did that throw a lump in the pudding when I said that?
It put fear in me, but fear is not necessarily bad. It just takes me a while. Like, Eric and I had a conversation, and at first it was fear, and then it was, yeah, that's what I want to do. But I'm not there yet.
Did you guys see where I said, what was the word I used instead of goal or homework?
Objective.
So if I say it's your objective to shoot for a certain number of people who are in, signed, sealed, and delivered by this time next week, I heard everybody choking on watermelons.
Oh, I like the one, but to do three, it's like that's a very short time.
Well, no, I'm saying you take six people on the call, and a sum total of three of them got their one.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I said was, if there are six people on the call at this time next week, you want to agree to have an objective of trying to have three of those people having one of their people done.
Sure.
So half of you have met the requirement of getting your first person on paper. That's what I'm asking the group now, is what can you as a group do? If the President of the United States was on the phone call and said, what can you guys accomplish this week? And you said, we got that covered, sir. And what I found when I said that was that when the rubber meets the road, we now have second thoughts. Trying to determine what that number would be. So what I want is I want you to come up with a number. I'm going overtime, but I want you to come up with a number you all think you can work toward and knock out of the park
a group?
As a group. One, two, three. How many people do you think this group can produce that sign up and get on $100 autoship by this time next week?
So in a less than 3 month period, we need nine plus how many people are in this group on board. So we need, you're right, we do need to start knocking them off.
Okay, here we go. Roll call, then we'll be done. Russell, how many do you think in your gut level that this group could accomplish if they came to it? You just feel like this is not a number I know own. What do you think?
How many people are in the group, Jerry? Nine?
There are eight without Lily. But somebody's going to have to fill in Chuck and Tracy, who are missing from this call. So, Russell, do you have a number? So that's seven right now. So out of the seven people, how many do you think this group can pledge by this time next week? Are you still with me, Russell?
Oh, I'm on mute. Talking to you, but...
Oh, there you go. I got you.
Four or five.
That's your gut level. All right, let's go through it. Melody.
Oh, 4.5.
4.5. Okay, Melody, what's your gut level?
Three.
Eric?
I'd say half of us, so if, that'd be 3.5, I guess.
Okay. Marion?
Yeah, I was going to go 3-4, so I think 4.
Diana?
I'm going to agree with my husband on this one.
About half of us.
Kim?
I think half.
Okay, so if I was to say 3 and 1 bonus,
there
who's
you.
In?
Yes.
I mean, you get extra credit for a bonus of 1, okay?
Okay.
So as a group now, that's just a set deal. Go after it. Produce 3 people on auto ship this month.
This month, you mean?
This week.
You mean this week?
July.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Oh, yes, sir.
Sir.
That's why he wanted that. Yes, sir.
There you go. So, now you guys can get together in your groups and stuff and say, okay, right now I have 3 potential appointments, or right now I have 5 potential appointments. Get together and compare those notes and then start seeing how many does it take when we set a number like this. It'd be useful when your teams get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be something if we could say that the last time a group went through this, or the overall average for the last 44 groups that we went through, they threw in their names in a pot, they had this many, they came out with this many, and they got this many to go.
So we actually have a formula?
So you can eventually have a formula and say, this is what average is, can you beat it?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be helpful?
Oh, yeah.
Then you guys want to set the stats.
Well, we better set them high then.
So just, just be aware and go with reality. Who would have thought Marion would have had 4 today? That was awesome.
Winner.
Oh, yeah, she's a winner. Okay. Do you guys feel like we're getting too many rules on this, or do you feel okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
No, I think it's okay.
What I'm hearing is my general giving orders but working them through the people, and I think it's good. Even if it takes my breath away from it.
Yeah, well, pretty soon, if you reach this next time, you'll be more confident.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll start having, I'm getting more confident in the ability to sit down and say, what will $100 in auto ship do? And you come up with new strategies on describing auto ship. just because that's what you need to do, you'll come up with all kinds of cool stuff. Okay, well, bless you guys. It's down to production time. We're going to build the biggest thing that NECAN's ever seen in North America, then we're going to take it to the world, and we're going to have a way of documenting what we planned, what we did, what the results are, and how we plugged it into every market when we went into them.
Cool. And the market's in.
Okay, any other questions?
Gary, it's Kim, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, I got you down, 2 o'clock.
Okay, all right, so too. Thanks.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, Gary. Gary, before you're gone, is anybody left?